This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The Festival of Colors Holi is being celebrated across the country today with vibrant hues, music and festive joy. The festival symbolizes the victory of good over evil and marks the arrival of spring. Holi also conveys a message of equality and fraternity as people from all sections of society, regardless of caste, creed, age or gender, come together to celebrate with great enthusiasm. BJP President and Union Minister JP Nadda celebrated Holi festival at his residence in New Delhi. On the occasion, party workers and others joined him in the celebrations and extended the greetings to each other. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva also graced the event. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has also extended her wishes for the Holi festival. In Uttar Pradesh, the joy of Holi is visible across the state from Braj Mandal to Ayodhya Dham. In Madhya Pradesh, Holi festivities were in full swing. City squares, streets and neighbourhoods in the state are replete with colour since the morning. In Gujarat, the festival of Holi Dhuleti is being celebrated with great zeal and fervour. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Jitendra Singh today said that Northeast is a key driver for India's development and the region will also become the country's next saffron cultivation hub. While laying the foundation stone for the new permanent campus of the Northeast Centre for Technology Application and Reach in Shillong, Dr. Singh stated that since 2021, the government's Mission Saffron has expanded saffron cultivation across Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya. Dr. Singh said that large-scale cultivation is now underway at Mechuka of Arunachal Pradesh and Yuksom of Sikkim, with plans to extend to Nagaland and Manipur. It will turn Northeast region as India's next saffron hub after Jammu and Kashmir's Pampore. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said that India has taken the lead in providing finance to renewable energy projects by including them in priority sector lending to accelerate the country's transition to a low-carbon economy in the fight against climate change. Addressing a policy seminar on climate change risks and finance in New Delhi yesterday, the Reserve Bank of India governor said that central banks in advanced economies have traditionally followed an asset-neutral approach, while on the other hand, central banks in emerging markets and developing economies have adopted directed lending policies to channelize credit to certain sectors of their economies given their individual country circumstances and developmental objectives. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will begin his three-day visit to Assam this evening. During his stay, he is scheduled to attend multiple programs. Tomorrow morning, the Union Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Lachit Barphukan Police Academy and lay the foundation stone for housing projects of the Police Academy in presence of Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Union Minister of Port Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal at Dergaon before departing for Mizoram. India has termed the allegations made by Pakistan that India was involved in its train hijacking as baseless. In response to media queries on the remarks made by the Pakistan side, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that New Delhi strongly rejects the baseless allegations of Pakistan. He added that the whole world knows where the epicenter of global terrorism lies. Mr. Jaiswal said that Pakistan should look inwards instead of pointing fingers and shifting the blame for its own internal problems and failures onto others. NASA has revealed that global sea levels have risen faster than anticipated in 2024. The U.S. Space Agency reported that the rate of sea level rise last year reached 0.59 centimeters per year, surpassing the expected 0.43 centimeters. This acceleration is primarily due to the warming of ocean water, which caused it to expand along with additional meltwater from glaciers and ice sheets. In badminton, India's Lakshya Sen has lost against China's Li Shifeng in the quarterfinals today at the All England Open Super 1000 in Birmingham. Sen lost in straight sets 10-21, 16-21. In the other matches, the women's doubles pair of Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will take on Chinese pair of Liu Shengchu and Tang Ning in the quarterfinals this evening. Big names like PV Sindhu, Sattvic Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have already been ousted. Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed his gratitude to several world leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. President Donald Trump, for their continued attention to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. And with that, we end this news bulletin.